Hey everybody, and welcome to Rabbit's Rumblings, podcast 433. I don't really have too much to talk about this time. I got a little bit further in Outer Worlds 2. I have played Lumen's Arise for a bit, and I peeked very briefly back at Witchfire, but all of that chat will be probably pretty quick, but hopefully you'll enjoy the show. I haven't finished Outer Worlds 2 yet. I don't know how long it takes, sort of the average playthrough. My save file says I played for about 60 hours, which sounds like a lot, but I have done every main quest and every side quest and all the extra stuff I've found along the way. I did hear somebody mention that once you go to a certain big base of one of the factions, that's kind of the halfway point, so I guess I'm maybe two-thirds of the way through, but I've kind of lost a lot of interest, and that's why I'm slowing down so much. The first area is pretty packed in. There's not too much of a distance between the different things, so you're always pretty interested in what's going on, but once you've unlocked all of the areas, the later ones are kind of really spread out, and so there's not a whole lot to see, and so I started just running everywhere just to get places faster, and then I started fast traveling whenever that was an option. And a lot of the quests start to send you just back and forth. So you're going to the quest location, you're completing the quest step, you're fast traveling back to your ship, you're getting on, you're changing the destination to the next planet you have to go to, you're landing, you're fast traveling to the location, you're doing the location, and then you just repeat that cycle kind of a lot. And so it seems like I'm spending probably 25% of my time traveling here, traveling there, fast traveling, running a short distance, and it's just gotten kind of boring. I will still finish it because I am still interested in seeing where the story goes, but I don't think I have any real interest in replaying it at this point because there's just so much content. Even if you fast forward through all the conversations, it would just be too long of an endeavor to be interesting to me. I am looking forward to whatever downloadable content they have in the future. I got the special version, so I am already covered on that for a while. I don't know exactly how much I have coming to me, but I have that to look forward to. I had a little bit of money on my Steam account, and as celebration for releasing my third Daggerheart supplement, I decided to go ahead and get Lumen's Arise, which was on sale for, I think, around $35. I think it still might be on sale. I would say probably $25 to $30 would be a more comfortable range that I would be happy recommending and paying for it. It has quite a few stages to play through, but then it seems like you can set up a playlist and have them do a number of stages in an order you choose. But from what I've seen and what I recall, I don't remember there being any sort of random endless mode, so you just have to set up a specific playlist and then replay on easy, medium, or hard of your choosing, and then I guess you're just trying to beat your high score or just, you know, play for funsies for a little bit. There are a few things to do in multiplayer, which is challenging some people online, and I tried that and it was pretty fun. It's not really my thing. And I don't know how great that's going to be as time goes on and people become, you know, less interested. It might be harder to find an opponent unless there are, you know, super serious people playing, in which case you'd only get matched with them if you were also super serious. So I would think that the lower ranks would probably empty out pretty quickly. But it is very fun. If you liked the original Lumens, I would highly recommend this one. This one is super fun. And it's been quite a long time since the first one. There is a lot of distracting stuff going on. in the sides and the background, but you can turn all of that stuff down. There are options to change how intense the effects are or turn them off completely, so there are quite a lot of accessibility options, as they are called. So you should be able to set them how you like. And then the last thing for this time is Witchfire has been in early access, it feels like forever. According to my Steam page thing, I haven't played in pretty much a year, although I don't know if that is entirely accurate, because I do think it only tracks online. And for something like that, I will mostly play it offline. But I peeked back into that lately. There is a new area, and so I got access to the new area and checked out a new sort of starting tutorial that didn't exist before, which is pretty helpful, I think. So that is good for new players. And so I'll probably be peeking back into that, at least for a little bit. I don't think there's too much to check out. And plus, I don't want to burn out on it because I do really, really, really love it. I don't want to, get sick of it before they've finished it, because they only have, like, half as many areas in as are on the map. So I don't want to, you know, burn out before they've gotten too far into development. Which is kind of crazy, because if it's been in early access for a few years, you know, at the rate they're going, it's still going to be, like, 2 or 3 years before they finish, which would be insane if that's what they are going for. On the roadmap, we're like 75% of the way done, so I don't know what kind of timetable they have, but they are mostly to what they say will be finished, so hopefully they will finish that soon. And that's it for this time. I only have a little bit of good news for this ending. As I said, I released a third Daggerheart supplement, so that is out and you can check that out if you are into that. But in terms of how well it's being received, I still don't know, because very few people are actually paying for it. And I did get one 4-star review, so that was very cool, but nobody, you know, has put comments on it or done any other star reviews, so I have no idea on if, you know, people actually like it or not. I don't know. I kind of hoped these would get me some money and, you know, be a reasonable income for someone in my position and help out a little bit, but it is going too slowly, so I don't know. I'm thinking maybe of next year, you know, in a couple months, trying maybe putting out some stuff for a different system and checking out Shadow Dark, because you can get the core rules for that free, but I don't know. I'll have to see and check that out and decide then. But in bad news, my food money might be under threat. They say they're instituting some new rules that used to be in effect a while ago, so they're not really new rules. But I may be disqualified, so I have to go through a process of doing other things and getting an exemption and seeing if I can stay qualified. Because otherwise, I will not have any food money starting in February, and I would have no idea how I would be able to buy food if that happened. So I'm trying to save what I can and squirrel away some money, but it probably won't be very much. And then I would be in very horrible trouble. But I'm trying my best not to think about that and just continue on, you know, one day at a time and just look at, you know, today and what I have now. And try not to stress over the future when I will have no food, because that would be terrible and I would be crying all the time and my life would be even worse than it already is. And so I'm leaving that for the future, because I really don't know, you know, what will happen next week, let alone 2.5 months from now. So like I said, you know, I continue on one day at a time, and that's it for this time. I don't know what I'll talk about next time, but hopefully I'll see everybody then. Okay, thanks, bye. pretty helpful, I think. So that is good for new players. And so, blah, blah, blah.
You have been listening to Rabbit's Ramblings. If you would like to see the show notes or feed the bunny by sending a donation, you can find the show website at www.rabbit.com/podcast/rabbitsramblings.html. When you type Rabbit's Ramblings, don't use the space. If you would like to send me an email, you can do so at rabbit@rabbit.com. If you like my page, you can also post on Facebook at rabbit.com. You can follow me on YouTube at rabbitdot.com. I have a page on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rabbit1t. You can set up a monthly recurring subscription there at a price point of your choice. Be sure to put the number 1 in place of I anytime you type rabbit.
Rabbit's Ramblings is copyright Eric Stryker, using a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Derivatives License 2025.